Good morning, Power Hour Nation. So good to be with you. I am your honored host, Daniel Brigman. It's been a little bit. But I'm here nonetheless, and thank you for spending your time with us. We're on location a little bit. We're visiting some family and that kind of thing. So Uncle Kevin, we'll get him connected here in a minute. We'll go back and forth. We got news, and then everybody's favorite Canadian will be here later on. Thank you for joining us. We're a little technical difficulties connecting, but we'll be here soon. The news, we got news, and of course, if you want to call in anything you want to say, what have you, that's what we'll do. So thank you for listening to the Power Hour. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com are our two websites. I'm visiting family for the holidays, for Memorial Day and everything. I get on the elevator, this one lady. And, you know, I don't fault people. You know, people, however they want to protect themselves or what they feel is good and best for them, I respect that, and people can do whatever they want. I get on the elevator. There's two or three people on there. One lady's in the corner, got her shirt over her face, huddled like she's about to rob us or something. She's got this crazy, she's got a crazy look. She's looking at me like I stole her lunch money or something. I'm so concerned. I'm like, are you okay, ma'am? And she says, yeah, but some people forgot there's this pandemic on. And I'm trying to say, like, we're all supposed to have masks on or something. So I'm just, okay, whatever. And so, of course, I don't leave it at that. I make another comment as it's going. I say, you know that does nothing for you, right? You know that that doesn't protect you at all, that shirt over your mouth, because the virus is too small. You know it does nothing, right? And she says, well, yeah, I know, but it makes me feel better. I said, okay, well, knock yourself out. If it makes you feel better, that's fine. But it doesn't do anything. And she said, well, yeah, okay, whatever. I go to play tennis. I play tennis about once a year, and that's when I come here. Go play tennis. This older guy, he wants to have everybody, there's four people playing, it's doubles if you know anything about tennis. And if you serve, he wants you to have everybody have their own balls, and they only serve with their own balls, and they only touch the balls that they serve with, and you don't touch any other ball. I'm like, what in the world is this? What in the world's going on? And he wants to proceed to give me a lecture about how his wife has had cancer, his wife has had this, his wife has had that. Okay, at that point, I had a choice. I had a choice at that point. I could push this further, or I can just kind of just capitulate to his wishes and play tennis. I chose to capitulate to his wishes and play tennis. I thought that was the best thing to do. Obviously, he's concerned, and, you know, at some point it makes him feel better. What I'm noticing is the people who are scared of the virus, whatever level of fear that they have, whatever level of concern, whatever level of precautions that they want to take so that they can live their life, they want you to take the same. So they want you to feel exactly like they do. So they want you to feel exactly like they do and do exactly like they do. And it occurred to me that, you know, I didn't say it to this guy. I said, well, you know, if I was afraid of this and my wife had died of cancer or had fought cancer, battled cancer, whatever, I probably wouldn't leave the house just to be safe. See, I could have said that, but I didn't. So kind of the battle lines, is that even the word? I don't know. But here where we are, when we first decided to come here, this is very interesting, ladies and gentlemen. When we first decided to come here, there was nobody booked. There was nobody. The beaches weren't even open. Nothing was open here. We booked it anyway, got a great deal on the place. Then everything started to open up. Well, on Memorial Day, this place and people had told me it's busier than they had ever seen. America is sick of being at home. They're sick of it, and they wanted to get out, and they want to have fun, and they want to go to the beach, and they want to, you know, live life. Then you have other people, and watching the businesses, okay, there's a P.F. Chang's here, which is a huge P.F. Chang's. If you've ever been, it's a Chinese restaurant, you know, a chain-type restaurant, but nice, it's big. Huge restaurant, huge facility. One of the biggest P.F. Chang's probably out there. I talked to the lady running the front. She says, well, because of this virus, we only have 12 tables. So she's talking about wait, how long the wait is and all this. And I'm just like, 12 tables? How can these restaurants make it? So think about that. Now, if you're P.F. Chang, your corporation, you're backed by Wall Street, you can get, you know, a corporation like that. I don't know who they're owned by. They're probably owned by some conglomerate, some corporation who owns a bunch of restaurants. But think about it. They can go get a $50 million, $100 million loan, probably like that, from Wall Street, or back their stocks or whatever. So they can afford to do all this. Okay, now think of my, compare that, my cousin doesn't own a restaurant, but think about, you know, my cousin who I've talked about a lot. My cousin can't go do that. She can't go get a $1 million loan for her business like that from the government or Wall Street. Wall Street's not backing her. So it's fascinating to watch how the corporations once again are dictating policy. So it's not like it's a law, it's a policy. And then the big corporations, because that's most of the restaurants, certainly around here, they're dictating the culture and the policy. And this is what we've talked about cashless society. I believe a cashless society will not be driven by the government. It'll be driven by corporations. And it'll become the policy of these corporations, and it'll become kind of de facto operational law, just the way things are operating. And then the states, the government will back them in that, but they won't, you know, they won't institute it. And then so they'll just progress. It's very fascinating. A couple of very good stories. One of them I'll tell you now. Do we have a Kev Todd? Have we hooked up with Kevin?
Hello?
Hey, there he is. It's Uncle Kevin. Good morning, Uncle Kevin.
Good morning. Another great day in America.
Yeah, absolutely. I was telling the story about some of the things I've seen down here. I was flipping through the channels, and I very little even watch Fox News. I hardly ever watch CNN. I just can't stand them. I can't even remember the lady. I don't even know the lady's name. She was interviewing Rick Scott, and so I was just flipping through, and I was like, okay, so I'll listen. And so she tried to put Rick in a corner, who was the governor of Florida, Florida is one of the first states to kind of open up, especially with the beaches, what have you, trying to put him in a compromising position, and then with Donald Trump. Because Donald Trump made the comment that, well, these businesses need to open and these states can't do this. I'll override them. And she said, well, Donald Trump can't. She basically said, Donald Trump doesn't have the authority to do that to these states. What do you think about that? Trying to put him, you know, in conflict with Donald Trump. And he said, I'm going to get the quote almost verbatim. It sent chills down my spine. It was so positive. What he said was, I don't care what Governor Whitmer in Michigan say. I don't care what Donald Trump, I don't care what any politician says. I have the Bill of Rights, and the Bill of Rights say that I can go to church if I want to go to church. And the lady did not. She didn't follow up and didn't ask anything. She shut it down. But this is a senator of the United States who said that. He said it doesn't matter what a politician says. The Bill of Rights say that I can't. This idea, this concept is getting out. This is our future. It is our past. It is our future. It is everything. And I hope that you, as Power Hour listeners, really understand or start to get a grasp of the power of that. I hope you have the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator. I hope you have some understanding of it. The Supremacy Clause of the Constitution makes the Bill of Rights supreme. Marbury versus Madison, among other Supreme Court cases, has confirmed over and over and over and over again. No law can be made in this country which contradicts the Bill of Rights anywhere, nowhere, no how. That is the law. You can thank Patrick Henry. You can thank George Mason, James Madison, Thomas Jefferson to some degree. But Patrick Henry walked out of the Constitutional Convention, because he saw where this was going and wouldn't come back unless the Bill of Rights was going to be guaranteed. Smedley Butler, again, there's only two things worth fighting for, defense of your home and the Bill of Rights. This is your political and really spiritual inheritance from this land. Our defense, everywhere these arguments come up, well, safety this, with this for safety. Our founding fathers didn't care about safety. If they did, they wouldn't have risked their lives like they did. They thought the only safety was in freedom. The only safety long term is in our unalienable rights being guaranteed. That is the only safety. So a senator from the United States said that. It was fantastic. Do you have any thoughts on that, Uncle Kevin? I thought that was
Absolutely. Great news. And here's another great article. Over the weekend, video from Lake of Ozark in southern Missouri went viral of a mass pool party. There was tons of people at this pool, and, you know, they were jumping all over the place. There was no social distancing, and Sheriff Tony Helms of Camden County told the critics that violating social distance is not a crime. And he went on to say his office has no authority to enforce the rule, which is not a crime. So that ties right into that, which is excellent.
Wow. Was this a private residence or a?
Yeah. It was a big pool. But I don't know if it was private or not, but it was a big pool party. All the kids were just out having a good time, jumping on each other in the pool, and it made social media, and then everybody on social media, then they had calls that, you know, they called the sheriff's department and, you know, complained about all these people there, and the sheriff's department just told them, well, the heck with you guys, I ain't enforcing it. Not no law.
You know, it's the same thing. I don't know if you heard at the beginning, if you were connected. Well, I went in the elevator. And
yeah, I did. Yeah, I was listening.
Okay, you heard that. Okay, yeah. She made the comment. It's very telling. Some people around here, why didn't she just say me? Why didn't she just say you're forgetting there's a pandemic?
That's because you're 7 foot tall. That's why she didn't say that.
I might have said something.
If you were 5'8", she probably would have said that.
She said, well, some people are forgetting there's a pandemic, like insinuating like that I should have a mask on so that she could feel better about it. You know, it's the same thing with this guy at the tennis court. And I'm not faulting any of the people. If they feel that way, they can feel any way they want to feel. Then you wear a mask. Go out in public with a hazmat suit on. I don't care. What do I care? But don't start dictating to me. See, this is where we're going with these vaccines. And this is the first big story here of the news. We've got a few minutes before the break. The European Union has been planning a vaccine passport since 2018. Roadmap on Vaccination outlines 3-year plan for boosting vaccine confidence and advancing electronic tracking. This is from The Guardian. This is a big story. It's out of G. Edward Griffin's website. A report published by the European Commission in late 2019 reveals that the EU has been looking to increase the scope and power of vaccination programs since well before the current pandemic. The end point of the roadmap is, among many other things, to introduce a common vaccination card / passport for all EU citizens. This proposal will be appearing before the Commission in 2022. So that's less than 2 years away. I don't know when they're having their Commission report. So 2 years from now, they plan on getting a lot more serious about this. And in the backdrop of a pandemic, I'm certainly think that, you know, if there's a bunch of ladies from the, from the elevator, if there are a bunch of elevator ladies on there, they'll pass this for sure. Experts sound warning of biological terror in wake of coronavirus. Security experts in the Council of Europe have warned of the possibility of biological terror in the wake of Wuhan coronavirus pandemic, saying the outbreak has revealed societal vulnerabilities. What does that mean? What does that even mean, Kev? I don't even know what that means. European Central Bank warns coronavirus response could raise fears of Eurozone breakup. Well, the EU is hanging by a thread as it is. Are you there, Kev?
But, do we got, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Trump imposes travel restrictions on Brazil in response to coronavirus. President Trump on this weekend imposed new travel restrictions on Brazil, one of the countries hit hardest by the pandemic. Foreigners will not be allowed to travel to the U.S. if they had been in Brazil any time during 14 days prior. Do you have another story?
Yeah, I sure do. I got one that's just the opposite. Chicago Mayor Lightfoot defies President Trump, sends armed police squad to shut down Black Baptist Church in southern Chicago. Lightfoot said President Trump has no power to override her local lockdown on churches and businesses. Chicago police fined three churches last weekend for holding worship service. Southside churches jeered President Trump's announcement on Friday, cheered it. So we'll see. There's going to be a big showdown in Chicago here coming up pretty soon, you know. He comes out on Friday and decrees that it's necessary, and then she comes in and says it shuts them down, you know. So we'll see where the rubber hits the road, you know.
Well, he does have he has complete authority on one way, and one way doesn't. He doesn't have authority to make an executive order, I don't think. That's not what I think. But he's the chief law enforcement in this country. He's the president of the United States. If the Bill of Rights is being violated, he has the ability and the obligation. If he sees the Bill of Rights being violated, he has the obligation to step in and say something. And the authority.
Exactly. Send his minions over there. You violated the Constitution. You're going to jail or change it.
Or, I mean, probably how it would go is he should talk to the sheriffs and say, we got a problem here. You need to address this. And then if for some reason they didn't or they ignored it or what have you, then he can probably get a little serious, more serious
he'd probably shut off funding for it. I don't think he'd arrest them, but I think he'd shut off some funding to Chicago. So,
well, if he wants to put a period on this issue, let this continue. Let the sheriff do nothing there, and let him come in with the Department of Justice and arrest people,
because
he has. Yeah, he has the authority. If the Bill of Rights are being violated, people's rights are being violated like that, he has an obligation to uphold them.
That's right. He has a duty to do it.
Yeah, we got a caller on the other line. We'll get Richard. Just stay tuned. So good to be with you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your patience. We're piecing this together here on the road. So God bless you. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
You know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamir toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Ow.
Power. ThePowerMall.com is how we're funded, all the great products. I got to tell a story, and it surprised me. Okay. Where we come, my family, where we meet up down here, we're in Florida. When you go down to the beach, there's like a 30-foot drop probably, something close to that, maybe 25 to 30-foot drop. So you go down these stairs. So when I'm going up the stairs, okay, I got a baby, I got pool toys, you know, I got the whole deal. So in the past, when I've went up this, I come probably about once a year, once every year and a half or so. And the last time I was here and I went up, I had to stop at every ledge there and like catch my breath. I mean, it's work. I mean, it's work to get up. I have not been exercising like I should, unfortunately, but I have been taking my heart. This is no joke. I have been taking my heart drops. And yesterday when I got here, or 2 days or whenever it was, 3 days ago, when I went up those stairs, I was tired when I got there, but I didn't have to stop. I didn't feel that overwhelming lack of oxygen and breathing heavy. There's no way it wasn't because of my stress. Heart drops contributed, and maybe my kidney drops also contributed to it. I don't know. But I just had, even playing tennis, I play tennis about once a year. You know, I wasn't about keel over. It had to be those heart drops. This is the most profound product we sell, is the Strauss heart drops. And it's revolutionary. It's changed people's lives. I didn't have quote unquote symptoms. I didn't have quote unquote a crease in my ear. I didn't have any of those things. But when I took them, I could certainly tell something was going on. I could feel a release in my chest. I could feel, whatever you want to describe, I could feel that.
Wow.
When I went up and down that stairs, I could feel a difference. When I went to play tennis, I could feel a difference. I didn't about pass out, you know, because I haven't done anything in so long. So that was extremely encouraging. So that product's so much more. Robert Redfern, all his products are at the Power Mall. They're life-changing. So we really appreciate your support, your purchases, your donations, your prayers. Independent media is the way to go. It's making a difference. We're making a charge here. This is very important. ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Here's that same story. We got a couple of callers we'll go to in a second. Here's the same story. I'll read it again. It bears repeating. It's such a great story. Rick Scott says the Bill of Rights trumps all. I have the right to worship at a church service if I want to do it. I don't believe they have a right to stop me, Florida's former governor said. It doesn't matter what a governor says or president or local leaders say when it comes to religion. Do I believe the government should be telling us what to do? Do I believe the government can tell us we don't have a right to worship? I don't believe that they can. All Floridians, all Americans have a Bill of Rights, and we have a right to worship if they want to. I believe people are going to do it safely. This is massive news that a senator, especially former governor of a state, a very influential state, like a populous also Florida, said this. The Bill of Rights trumps all. This is the law. They keep lecturing us about the law, the law, the law. These police, these sheriffs, these whatever, they lecture about the law. Okay, let's talk about the law, Mr. Lecturer. Okay, the guy you mentioned, the one sheriff, this is fantastic, fantastic, fantastic news. Got a couple of callers. Is it Richard in Oregon or Richard in Washington? I didn't catch that, Todd. Richard in Washington, you're live on the air. What's on your mind, Richard?
Or the horse. Basically, if you go back and study history, I've been in this movement for 40 years. These were people that wanted to get away from the king and the suppressive church so badly, they went across the ocean and settled in a new land and were willing to put up with being self-reliant. That's the key, self-reliance. And what we have today is we have a bunch of people that are totally reliant on the system, but they want the freedoms that lack of self-reliance doesn't provide them. We should be organizing our churches our neighborhoods, growing our own food, being totally independent of the system. That's the only way we can have the foundation to guarantee the Bill of Rights and the freedom and independence that those things provide.
Richard, that's eloquent. You cut off at the first. I kind of got the gist of what you said. Where do you think we are in this? Do you think there's an awakening happening right now?
There's an intellectual awakening, but that intellectual awakening is not going to do anything without the fruits of that awakening. And like I said, that awakening requires work, just like your story about the heart drops. I mean, you have to put your time and your effort into this, and you have to do the things that are going to give you self-reliance, independence. Otherwise, you're stuck in the system, and you need the system. As I see what's happening, I called in before about what I thought the situation was, but what I see is basically our system is going to completely fall apart by next summer, and we're going to be in a starvation situation. Where are we going to get our food if Wuhan, the agricultural center of China, and our farmlands are shut down because of all these things that have been fostered upon us by the pandemic. The only way we can get out of this is get together with our local groups, churches, whatever, and start being independent of the system.
Did you, Richard, that's very eloquent. Were you on the Daniel Estulin webinar?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. He basically said what you said. It was interesting. He mentioned September. He said October is going to be the start of probably a 9-month period or 18-month period where we're going to lose 1% of GDP a month. It's going to be prolonged. And basically said what you said. I tend to agree with you. I don't like to scare the bejesus out of people, but when you have, I'm in the food storage industry. Obviously, everybody knows that. The supply lines are super thin right now. Meat, super thin. Even broken. That's a better, they're not thin, they're broken. These processing plants are down. Farmers are tilling their soils over, their gardens over, their cattle getting slaughtered. That doesn't just come on like a light switch. I mean, I don't see any other way there's going to be some pain and some problems here. I mean, that's basically what you're saying, correct?
Yes, exactly. Well, that's it. Everybody wants the system to get better, the system to do something, the system to provide something. I mean, that's not what this nation was founded on. This nation was founded on people that went across the landscape in a covered wagon, totally independent of everything. They fought off the Indians, the bandits, and they provided for their own food all the way across the nation. And pick out somebody today who can even conceptualize doing that.
Well, you got a great point. I think the first thing we got to have, we at least need to have a spiritual or have some understanding of this. Do you have the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator? I don't mean to put you on the spot. I hope that you do.
I have it next to me, but not on my refrigerator.
Oh, next to you. That's even better. That's even better. But on your refrigerator, other people could see it. The reason, the genesis of that was because my grandmother would always put things in the refrigerator, and she had a thing about the United Nations. It must have been up there 30 years ago. She had that up, probably 35 years ago now. And that she had no idea, I promise you, how that influenced me by me seeing that. So people come and see your refrigerator, they see that Bill of Rights, you have no idea of them seeing it. It's just like in Israel. They used to put the law of Moses. They used to put it in front of them, in front of their eyes, on their houses, whatever. This is our law. This is our law which connects us to divine right. We need to see it everywhere. It needs to be on the hem of our clothes. It needs to be right in front of us in our curls of our hair, whatever figuratively you want to say. It needs to be out there like everything. And anytime anybody brings any of this crap up, we need to put this forward. This is divine law. The independence and everything I think is extremely important. Anything else you want to say, Richard? Very, very good call.
Well,
very good
that's points. It. I mean, that intellectual foundation has got to be, you know, in front of you as a vision, but you've got to go outside and actually put that into effect. You can't sit in your house and contemplate what's on your refrigerator. That's not going to get you anywhere. And one last thing before I go, you had a show with Sheriff Mack, and you promoted the CSOPA, which I assume was a pamphlet or a book.
CSPOA is his organization where he trains other sheriffs about this.
Oh, it's an organization, okay. Because I called in trying to get a copy of that and couldn't. So you can get a hold of Sheriff Mack with CSOPA?
CSPOA.org. CS, Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.org. CSPOA.org.
Excellent. Thank you. And that's the effect. I mean, this organization should be strong and supported by the local people of the sheriff that provides the center for that. And here we have again, we have the foundation. We've just got to support it with action. And that's the key, action. You've got to grow your own food and be self-reliant. You've got to support the people that are the heads of the area and fight off invaders, if you want to call them that, because of the strong foundation you have where the invader will say, I'm not going into that location because they're organized and are committed to being independent and free.
Awesome. Awesome call, Richard. Thank
That's
you so much.
Point. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much for your time, Richard. Thank you. We got another caller, Marcia in Texas. Marcia in Texas, you're live on the air.
Hi, Daniel. I have 2 points to make when you were talking about the lady. Your thoughts were, well, why don't you stay in? My husband found this article in the newspaper by Ted Nugent, and he said that on his Facebook he wrote, Hal Thomas wrote it in the newspaper, and it's by Ted Nugent. It says, writing on his Facebook page, rock musician Ted Nugent expresses the growing frustration of many. Why do I have to stay home just because you are scared? How about you stay home? You stay in your house indefinitely, and you wear a mask. You socially distance yourself from me. You avoid restaurants. You avoid baseball games. You stay off the road. You avoid malls and beaches and parks. I'm done playing your dumb games. I'm no longer going to be a prisoner of your fear. I'm no longer staying in my house because you are scared. Your fear is not an excuse to destroy America. Your fear is not my fear, and your fear does not have the right to interfere with my life, my job, my income, my future as a free American citizen. Oh. That was very well stated, and we all literally need to memorize that when people look at us that way.
Whoa, that's you have to have. Did you see the situation? Okay, was it New York where that one lady was in the store and people basically ran her out of the store on a log? So
I think
to speak?
It was New York. I'm not sure whatever it was, but all the mass people saw her and ran her out of the store because she didn't have a mask.
That scared me. Go ahead, Marcia. Go ahead.
Well, I'm thinking about how can I do. I just might make myself a little cardboard sign with a stick and just say, you know, your fear. I'll use some of these words in here, but this is like, you stay home. I'm going to go do what I want to do. If I get sick, then I get sick. But then I wanted to say that I'm not afraid of the virus. I have my Alphatic drops. I have my oregano. I have my silver. I have my iodine. And my husband and I have been using Q-tips, dipping it in the iodine and swabbing inside our nose. And I think also Dr. Cass recommends you do that with oregano. So that's another layer of protection for us. But I just don't think there's that much of it, this virus stuff out there yet. It could grow and go longer, but I just walk around in freedom in my head and in my community. But when I see people with masks on, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, they're going to rob me, you know, because you can't see who's back there. You don't know if it's friend or foe.
I try to tell everybody I see, especially people at restaurants, like the people who work there, I tried to tell them, I said, you know, you make sure you go outside and you get some oxygen because you're reducing your oxygen level. I mean, they're actually suppressing their immune system. They're increasing their chances of catching a virus.
Exactly. And then the other thing I wanted to mention, as I hear you talk and over the however long that you've been talking on the Bill of Rights and government, you know what? One thing that we are leaving out of this formula is this technocracy. The technocrat, I mean, Bill Gates was not elected. He can't keep viruses out of his own software. He's nobody. And he's controlling
I love that point. He can't keep viruses out of his own computer. Well, how are we going to trust him to do it for the coach? It's hilarious.
Well, so I'm not afraid of the virus, but the big concern that I have is having to have papers to move about, even in your own country, to get on an airplane. You know, this, I heard on this show, I think it was when Joyce was here, a gentleman called in and said that World War II never ended. And this is just all of that technology that they had that they brought in with Operation Paperclip. And
in Germany?
Really, the people that are running our government, the senators, I believe all those people really want their own freedom, too. It's this technocracy that's controlling these people. This is just my opinion or my vision of what might be happening.
Well,
and so my question is, how can we use the Bill of Rights to stop this technocracy? A lot of this is driven by Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and all these technologies that have nothing to do with our government.
The rubber is meeting the road, so to speak, proverbially and literally. The rubber is meeting the road. Richard, last caller, gave great description about self-sufficiency, self-reliance, and independence, and a spirit of independence. If we don't have that as Americans, forget it. We're done. That's why this, you know, he talked about we got to do more than look at it. The reason I stress it is because I'm trying to get people to even look at it first. We got to get them to look at it first and then be willing to act on it and sacrifice for it. If we are willing to sacrifice for the Bill of Rights will stand. If we are not willing to sacrifice for it, it will not stand in this country, and we deserve what we're going to get. And then we're a disgrace to our ancestors. We're like the proverbial, the prodigal son. We've spent all our inheritance. We've given away all our birthright for whatever. If we're not willing to sacrifice, the answer, you say, how do we do it? Well, Richard Mack's system, where we have local communities, we have a sheriff, we elect a certain sheriff, we back that sheriff with a posse, with a Bill of Rights, with a force of our will, and if they try any of this technocracy crap in our county, then the sheriff steps in and protects the citizens' rights from being violated. And it's a force of will, and it's a rubber meet the road issue. The school system, the government, certainly their goal is power. They're a parasite. Government is a parasite. Government is a parasite. It has no power. It has no authority. What they take from us, that's in the United, we the people, by the people, for the people, of the people. That's our government, supposedly. So they have no power unless they take it from us. So now that they've tasted power and we've given so much to them, unfortunately, once we've lost rights or we've lost opportunities, I shouldn't say you never lose rights given from God. They only violate them. They never take them. Once they feel like an operation, they've shut them down. Now it's a battle. And so the rights that we do have, the things that we do have, that's why this whole virus thing is so critical, because this is a new level. Now they want to tell us we can't even go to church. I mean, all these churches, I mean, at some level, it's like, okay, well, maybe you do get the virus. Maybe lots of people die. I mean, on some level in my mind, it's like, well, so what? I don't care. It's not, those lives are not worth more than preserving the Bill of Rights, because this is the de facto way they just keep pushing, and our ignorance, our fear, our whatever. And then pretty soon it's like, well, you got to get a license, or you got to get permission to even go to church, or you got to get a vaccination passport to even go to the next state. That's clearly against the law. It's clearly against the Bill of Rights, but yet they're doing it because we're not aggressive. And as they push, then we must stand stronger. And unfortunately, I'm not calling for violence. I'm not calling for conflict, but there is conflict. I mean, we know the technocracy plan. We know, Patrick Woods. I know Patrick Woods very good. Patrick Woods is an incredible, researcher. Incredible. His work on technocracy. Technocracy.news is his website. It's incredible what's planned for us. You can read Bertrand Russell. You can read, Brave New World, Aldous Huxley. Talk about our servitude going. What is the antithesis? See, this is what I've been begging everybody to understand. You can sit here and argue all day long about, well, I don't think the virus is that bad. They don't care. You will never, ever, ever, ever win that argument. It doesn't matter. The only argument you will win is this is against the law. The Bill of Rights protects me. I can go to church if I want to go to church. That argument you will win. You'll never win the argument, well, this virus is not that bad or whatever. You're going to have these crazy people at the store chasing you out of there. You'll never win that argument. And the government just keeps pushing and pushing and pushing. The only argument you will win is I am endowed by my creator and I have unalienable rights. And I can do this if I want to. And if you're scared, then stay home. Then stay home. It's not my job to make you feel better about yourself. God has given me the ability to live my life. I'm going to live it. And if you try to enforce me not to, that's sin. And these preachers better get on board. Pastor Cook, you know Pastor Cook, Marcia. You know we had Paul Blair on the other day, a couple weeks ago. We're getting there was a pastor meeting in July that they're starting to get this. There is nothing else that will win for us. Nothing. Nothing. There is no other argument that will stop this tide. None. And we have the force of history, the force of law, the force of our ancestors, the force of the covenant of the Declaration of Independence, the universal power behind us on that fact and that fact alone. It is the only thing. It is the only thing and only hope for our future of the America that we believe in. The only. Because all these other arguments
are...
Go ahead.
Yeah. You know what, Daniel? When I was listening to Joyce all those years, and then when you came in and started the Bill of Rights, I mean, I'm 73 years old, and I heard about them all in school. I've lived in America all my life, so I just have lived feeling free. And you are the one who gave me the, I don't even know how to call it, like the strength to stand up for the Bill of Rights, to pay attention to it, to put it back in my thought process. So let's say this way, with this group of pastors, you're not going to find that group of pastors that everybody's going to agree. The meeting we were in Houston, everybody didn't agree. But one thing we could agree on was the Bill of Rights. And I have been using that whenever I talk to anybody about it. If they don't agree with me with anything, is we can come together on the Bill of Rights. And so I think what it's going to take is just you just, I hate for you to have to keep on saying it, but you got to keep on saying it. I don't know how long it is that you've been telling us, and I'm finally catching on. It takes a long time for us to turn ship around.
Well, I'm glad you said that. And maybe some people, they don't listen because they get tired of me saying, I don't know. I don't know of any, there is no other future for us, but behind the Bill of Rights. Just go look at Patrick Wood's research. Go look at Bertrand Russell's. Go look at Brave New World. You want to see what the future without the Bill of Rights looks like? And people can justify, well, blah, blah, blah. I don't want to hear it. There is no future. THX1138, go watch that movie. You want to know what our future looks like without the Bill of Rights? Because if we turn on the Bill of Rights, if we cast it aside, we are the prodigal son of the Bible where we've spent our inheritance. And God will see us as dross that is good for nothing. Nothing. And people look, you can lecture me all you want. You can, there are a few things in this world that I know, and I know that. And it's because that is your connection to the divine. That is your legal connection to the divine. That is the miracle of the United States. And you think for one moment that a country so blessed, so protected, so lucky, so endowed, do you think that the universe will just turn its head if we just piss it all away, so to speak? Sorry to be crude. If we just piss all this away, what do you think the energetic ramifications for it are? And it's up to you and every person who's listening, especially older generation, this younger generation. My God, I'm scared to death. If it was left up to them, they'd be handing in our guns tomorrow. This older generation, right. You, Marcia, you better get aggressive. So when you hear things in conversation, don't offend somebody. I mean, we're talking, we're a generation from not being able to have children, sitting in the lab and getting a license to where we could breed. You think I'm kidding? Go read the books. Go read the technology. Go read. That's what they plan. Go ahead, Marcia.
Yeah. Well, my generation is the ones that your generation, we've got to wake up your generation. And you have a great voice, a great message. It's the message to get this out there. And I just thank you for yelling and pounding my head every day.
God bless you. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Uncle Kevin is going to interview Wayne Elliott.
Yep.
Stay tuned.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams Probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams Probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.